Ve'ena mesiach daite. This is the hard part. This is if a person has a real indication of that he has das. Because just like when we say 2 plus 2 is 11, and you're looking at this thing and you say, yeah, intellectually I understand it's 11, but it's 4.
What?
Because no one can take away from you this 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Right.
It is so much part of you that you can't remove it from you.
Right.
So any thought that you're going to be thinking about Elokus should also be with such an extent that it's never gone. It's always in front of you. That is a person...
What's it mean, always in front of you? Because 4 is not always in front of you.
But it's always a part of you.
But it's always a part of you.
It's always a part of you.
Okay, no, I'll buy that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this person is always going to feel, I mean, this person is going to have that innate feeling. No, it's more than innate. This person is going to have this developed feeling of the godliness of whatever it was that he has been thinking about. And it's never really going to leave his conscious. It's going to affect him. Okay, because believe it or not, you are you are constantly being affected by 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Sure. Okay. Yes. Whatever you have knowledge of is constantly has influence.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How about it?
Because even a person who is a chacham and a maven, he'll tell you all the things about the greatness of Hashem. He could write books about it. If he does not bind his das, and sink his thought into it with strength and with diligence. This is a heavy words now. This person will never have a true love and fear of Hashem.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But what will he have? Listen to this. Kim Dinyan Yashav. Some kind of dream, a fantasy. He's fantasizing that he's having a love and fear of Hashem. There's a famous story with the Mezitcher Magid.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's like, am I doing it or am I pretending? Only, you know, does he or doesn't he? Only his Rebbe knows, yes. There's a famous story with the Mezitcher Magid that a friend of his from childhood came to visit him. Mm. And of course they were very happy to see each other. This was also the Mezitcher Magid's friend. They didn't just play hide and seek together. They sat and they learned together. I mean, you know, so they stayed up a whole night, they were learning, and they said, oh, we'll discuss it, continue the discussion after by breakfast. Okay? So this guy is done davening 10 o'clock. The Mezitcher Magid doesn't come down until 4 o'clock. So the guy asks the Mezitcher Magid, how come it's taking so long to daven? And he said, I was davening with the kavanas of the Arizal. So the guy said, I also daven with the kavanas of the Arizal. I'm done by 10 o'clock. So the Mezitcher Magid asked him, what brings you to town? So he said, I'm on my way to go to the fair. You know, the old buy wholesale, sell retail. Okay? And as he says, how long does it take you to do this? He says, it takes me 2 weeks. And he said, it must be a real schlep. He says, you betcha, I have to schlep, I have to do this, I have to go get the merchandise, schlep it back, you know. Yeah. He says, well, let me make life easier for you. Just sit in your parlor. And you should think, now I'm sitting out on the road. And now I'm reaching this spot where I usually stay the night. And now I'm setting off and I'm getting to this place. And now I'm at the fair. And now I'm buying the goods. And now I'm coming back. And now I'm ready to sell my goods. He said, that's ridiculous. He said, it will take you a lot less time. It'll be much quicker. Think all the time you could save. And he said, but I wouldn't have the goods. He said, that's the difference between your davening and my davening. You're imagining that you're doing this part of the Arizal's Kavana and that part of the Arizal's Kavana, which I'm sure the guy probably was a real learned Jew. And if he was, if he says that he's davening the Kavana to the Arizal,
if he set up with the Mezitcher all night to learn,
Then, but the Mezitcher Magid said, if you really want to get there, Yeah. That takes time.
You actually have to leave town.
That takes time. Yeah. So that's what it means, real das. Otherwise, what happens is what you got, he says, what the Alter Rebbe really focused on, and it says the lore is that he lost a lot of potential Hasidim, because what he said was, is I want emes.
Emes.
I want emes. I want people to be truthful. And not just emes. He said, emes la'amitai, absolute truth.
Yeah.
And the lore is that had he left out the word emes la'amitai and just put the word emes, he would have had 50,000 more followers. But he didn't care. He wanted emes, he wanted absolute truth. Okay, so that's what he means over here, that it says that he's going to have das, and if he doesn't, well, how do you know if he didn't have das? Here's an easy one for you. As soon as he gets done davening, he's thinking, now how do I want those eggs? Okay, as soon as he gets done, as soon as he closes the bag, folds up the towels, da-da-da, okay, breakfast, yeah, I did that.
Right, right. You know? Done that, go, we're done, let's go.
Yeah. Right, I mean,
Yeah.
One of the things my wife has stopped asking me is, did you have a good davening?
Uh-huh.
To answer the question, did you have a good davening, is the same as are you asleep?
Yeah.
You cannot answer, did you have a good davening? Because what's the purpose of having a good davening is a person feels a total sense of bittul, total sense of self-abnegation. So if a person says, no, I didn't have a good davening, okay, good, that means that he went through and he didn't feel the sense of total self-abnegation. But if he said, yes, I had a good davening, I had a total sense of self-abnegation, he didn't have it either.
Right.
So you can't answer the question, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, but how do you know then? Like he says, how do you know if you did or you didn't? Okay, so but it is that when a person when he gets done davening, he shouldn't be like take a bow, you know. Hey, thank you very much. I did it. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You know. Thank you. All the angels are.
Yeah, no, right.
You know.
Please.
V'kein dasu kiyum hamidus v'chayosin. Now das is what's the purpose of this das? Das is the bridge between the intellect and the emotions. So what it does is it makes pertinent and relative the intellect, but in doing so creates a foundation for the midos, for the emotions. It is what the emotions are built on, and that's why it is, if a person has no das, then as soon as any energy that's going to be removed from it, okay, midos without das is like a moonwalk. Okay, you just unplug it and it goes when you got that thing going, you know, over there, it's this big, huge thing. You can jump around in it. Takes up a lot of space in the parking lot, you know. But
bounce around and get nowhere.
That's right. And But unplug it, you know, you can disconnect the blower and it's just pack it up in the trunk. Yeah. And you got to go. And you can go.
Yeah.
So it says das is the key of it. It's not a firm foundation. It says this is not going to go anywhere. Das itself is included intellectually of kindness and severity. That's why it is Pirsh Ava Vanfeh, Yir Vanfeh, meaning love and its branches and fear and its branches. There are four compartments. Yeah?
Yeah.
There are four compartments in your Shel Rosh.
Yeah.
Okay? One of the reasons why there are four compartments in your Shel Rosh is to correspond to the four parts of your brain. Okay, now generally speaking, there are three parts of the brain, which in Kabbalah terms are called Chochmah, Bina, and Das.
Right.
In English they're called the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla.
Medulla, right.
Okay, now the spine bisects the back part of the brain, which the back part of the brain's is for the purpose of what they call it, low order life functions. Your breathing and respiration, all that kind of stuff, is
just the basic stuff.
Right, basic low order.
The low order
stuff is in the back. Okay.
Yeah.
So the you don't think with the back part of your brain.
I understand.
But it always helps to be able to breathe.
It
comes in handy. Okay, so that back part of the brain is bisected by the spine. So you have a right side of the medulla and a left side of the medulla.
Right.
So according to the Kabbalah, the right side of Das is going to be called Chesed, Mayach HaChesed, and the left side is going to be called Mayach HaGevura. And that's how it is that the intellect is able to relate to the emotions. Because what's intellect? Intellect is cold and calculating.
Right.
Emotions are with tremendous, spiles a tremendous excitement. They're very rational. They are irrational. They're very there's a lot of energy there. That's what emotion is. Mm. So if you put the two together, if you put ice on a fire, what happens is the ice melts, the fire goes out. Okay? Because the ice turns to water and the fire goes out. So how can you stick the two together? You need to have some sort of a medium. So that's what Das does.
Right.
Das is intellectual emotions.
Yes.
So that it can relate to the emotions of the emotions. Right. That must have to mean there has to be, when I'm going to go into it, not because if everything goes into it, there has to be something called the intellect of the emotions.
Right.
Okay, and the intellect of the emotions couples up with the emotions of the intellect, and that's how they're able to get together. There's a story which I am very close to verifying. The 1905, the Rebbe Rashab went to Austria because he was suffering from some malaise. And he went to all the specialists in Austria. And one doctor said, I don't know what's wrong with you, but there's a new guy on the block, his name is Freud. I think he might be able to figure out why you don't feel good. Okay, like, you know, maybe you're just crazy. Okay, you've got something psychomatic. And he was, the Rebbe Rashab suffered from depression on top of everything else. You know, I think our Rebbes are so perfect, you know, but the Rebbe Rashab suffered from depression. So he went to talk to Sigmund Freud. Okay, he talked for 2 hours. And I think someone told me recently that they actually had 3 sessions. The Rebbe Rashab, why is the problem corroborating this, is because Freud didn't bring all of his notes with him when he left Austria to go to London in 1933. But those notes that he left in Austria somehow wound up in the National Archives because it's Sigmund Freud. You know, Hitler just considered him a Jew. You know, but the Austrians, somehow it got stuck in a box someplace, and these are just now coming to light. Now, somebody sent me a website where there's an analysis of the meeting of the Rebbe Rashab and the Sigmund Freud. So he asked Sigmund Freud asks him, what do you do for a living? So he said, Rebbe Rashab said, I bridge the gap between the emotions and the intellect. And Freud said, it's an impossibility. There's no such thing. There is no way to bridge one's fire, one's water. There's no way to bridge the gap. So according to the story, after 2 hours, he said, you're fine. According to this other news thing, it took 2 sessions, and I said he gave him some tricks for dealing with melancholy and sent him on his way. Okay. So, you want to continue? Want to go join the...
Let's go join the...
Okay. To be continued. Yeah.